Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form and accent. Jesus gave the key.
Let's lift him up. Lift Jesus' name up. Welcome, welcome, welcome once again to WGUM, Glory United Ministries, hosted by Dr. Gregory Scott, who I am himself, and featuring Pastor, the dynamic Pastor Patricia Benjamin. I just want to announce to everyone that our beloved source is on the line, but let me first open the pastor's line and then open soloist Sister Judy, Jeannie on the line. Okay, your line is open, Pastor Benjamin, and so is your soloist. I need to open my line. Pastor Benjamin, your line is open. Let's try that again. One more time. Okay, Pastor Benjamin, are you with us? Sister Janie, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, can you hear Pastor Benjamin? Maybe I can't hear.
No, I didn't hear anything from the line on her, nothing.
Okay, well, tell you what, maybe you can go ahead and get us started with a wonderful song, and we'll see what's happening with Pastor Benjamin's line.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, the song, well, good afternoon, first of all. Praise God. Good afternoon to everyone that's listening. And the song I'm about to sing is called Precious Lord. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. 'Cause I am tired and I am weak all alone. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on. Through the light, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows dear, precious Lord, linger near. When my light is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, precious Lord, and lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand. Guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Say, precious Lord, precious Lord, take my hand, take my hand, lead me on, lead me on, let me stand, let me stand. I am tired, I am tired, I am weak, I am weak, I am alone, I am all alone. All through the storm, through the storm, through the night, lead me home, lead me home. Through the light, take my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Oh, oh, precious Lord, lead me home, lead me home. Let me stand, let me stand. I am weak, all alone, tired, weak, and all alone. All through the storm, through the storm, through the night, through the night. Lead me home, through the light, take my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Janie. We thank you for that sweet melody. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. I'm tired and I am weak and I am worn, but through the storm and through the night, lead me, precious Jesus, to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on. That is a very good motto. That is a very, very sincere thing of our heart when we are asking God to take control.
Yes.
We are decreasing so that he can increase in our life. We are saying to him, God, I can't make it without you. I remember back in the day, my mom, my sister, remember back in the day, we used to sing at King's Chapel a song that said, don't leave me, Lordy, don't leave me. I can't make this journey without you. In the same essence, we're saying, precious Lord, take my hand and lead me on and let me stand, because I'm tired and I don't understand what's going on. Sometimes I get frustrated. I get weary, I'm weak and bogged down with the cares of this world, the cares of life, the cares of my friends, the cares of my family members. But God, if you would but just take my hand, I'm reaching my hand up to you so that you will take my hand. And no matter what the problem is, you're able to bring me through safely to the other side. Don't leave me, Lordy. Don't leave me. Because I can't make this journey. I can't make this journey without you. Don't leave me, Lordy. Don't leave me. Somebody needs you tonight, God. And they're crying out, don't leave me, Lordy. Don't leave me. Take my hand, precious Lord. Give me the strength to travel this road that I have to travel. Don't leave me, Lordy. Don't leave me. Stand by me, God. Guide me. Protect me. Lead me. Oh, in the path of thy righteousness for thy name's sake, don't leave me, Lordy. Don't leave me. I feel Jesus in this place. I feel Jesus in this house of mine. I feel Jesus down in my sanctified soul. Don't leave me, Lordy. Don't leave me. For we don't have to make it from point A to point B. That's why we must cry out, Abba, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, for thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Don't leave me, Lordy, don't leave me. Give me this day my daily bread. Oh, God, give me the strength that I need to make it through my storms and through the night. Lead me, Jesus, to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Don't leave me, Lordy. Not now. Not such a time as this. The road is rough and the going gets tough and the hills, they're hard to climb. Don't leave me, Lordy. Don't leave me, because I can't make this journey. I tried it and I found out that I didn't get very far without your help. I tried it and I know that without you, I am nothing. I found out with you, I can do all things, as Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Don't leave me, Jesus. Stand by me. Ah, when the night is calm and the land is dark and the moon is the only light you see. No, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me, Jesus. Oh, I feel you on tonight, Father God. I feel your presence. Yes, God, I thank you for another day's journey. And I'm so glad you didn't have to do it, but you did. You didn't have to protect me, but you did. You didn't have to keep me, but you did. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Oh, don't leave me, Lordy. Don't leave me. I can't make this journey. Hey, Abushana, without you, I'm feeling good in the neighborhood. I feel good. I feel Jesus on the inside working on the outside. And when you've got Jesus in your life, when he's on board, I don't care how the winds blow. I don't care how the tempest may beat. Oh, my God. It doesn't matter what storm is in your life. You got Jesus on board. Wake him up. Tell him, Jesus, do you care that I perish? Don't leave me, Lord, out here in this raw wind and this weather like this. God, don't let the enemy destroy me. Don't let my life be snuffled out. Don't leave me, Jesus. Don't leave me. Ah, you wake up, your Jesus. If you have Jesus on board, wake him up. Ah, the song said, if you confess the Lord, call him up. If you confess the Lord, call him up. If you believe in the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, call him up and tell him what you want. I know my sister remembers Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line tonight, saints. Tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. If you want your soul saved, tell him what you want. If you want your body revived, tell him what you want. Call him and tell him what you want. Ah, precious Lord, take my hand. God bless you, Mother Janie. God bless you to my South Carolina family who is with me. I have never been on this broadcast in about 9 years. Come October of this year, Dr. Scott and I will have journeyed on Blog Talk Radio coming up on 9 years. Is our anniversary for Blog Talk Radio. We started on the fourth Sunday morning in October. A whole lot has happened within these 9 years. We've lost loved ones and we've gained loved ones. I tell you, I thank God for Jesus because he's sweet in my soul right now. Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know what saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust you. How I prove you more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for great to love him the more. Ah, God bless you again. It's one of those evenings that I just feel like I'm thinking about when we were children and we would get in the pool. Now, we couldn't go in a deep pool, but grandmother had a pool in the yard, and we could get in that pool, and we put that little inner tube around our waist, and grandma said it doesn't take a lot of water for y'all to drown, so put this on. She act like we were out in a big river or ocean or something, but she wanted to make sure that we had safety around our waist. So she would have us to step into those little inner tubes, and we'd sit there, we'd bounce and we'd float. You couldn't tell us that we weren't swimming. But that's how I feel tonight. I feel like I'm wrapped up in the inner tube of Jesus Christ, and I am bouncing up and down on the inside. I am enjoying myself in Jesus. How about you? Oh, my God, it's good for brethren to dwell together in unity. And I look forward to you all supporting me on Wednesday night. It's just a blessing. Anytime any of you have a request or a, you know, like through the weekend, you may want to get a message to Pastor Benjamin. You can always call my sister and have her to give your number, and I will call you back. I told God I never want to get so popular. I never want to get so big that I don't have time for people. We got these televangelists, and many of them don't have time for you. They don't want to talk to you. All they want you to do is watch them and sow a seed. I don't ask people for a seed. If you're led by God to send an offering, thank you. But I'm not on here for that. I'm on here to make sure that God's word be carried out and carried out in a way that you understand what's going on. Now, you may not understand when I speak my heavenly language, but let me tell you this. I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking in unknown tongue. I don't even know what I'm saying. A lot of times there are times that God will give me the interpretation of what I'm saying, but many times I'm speaking in an unknown tongue, and only God gets the glory out of that. I know there's scripture that say you shouldn't speak in tongue unless there's interpreter present. Well, if I have a word for the church and God is bringing forth a word, then an interpreter can be present and interpret what I'm saying. But if an interpreter isn't present and God allows me to speak in that unknown tongue, he will give me the interpretation and I will tell you what it is that God said. But then when I speak in an unknown tongue, he's blessing my very soul. Why don't you get jealous of what I got and say, neighbor, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh, neighbor, you better get you some of this. Because holiness without no man shall see the Lord. Why get part of a thing? Can you imagine going down to the car dealer and you purchase this beautiful car and it has quite a few features and you get in the car and the car starts? And you get in the car, you can close the door. The door closes. But then you turn on the headlights and there aren't any lights. Then you turn on the windshield wipers and the wipers are there, but they don't work. Then you say, well, let me put the car in gear and the car will go from park to neutral to drive. And when you put it in drive, all your tires just fall off and you're sitting down on the rim. Well, that's what it's like when you have Jesus and don't get the full package. When you get Jesus, you want to have everything that comes with Jesus. And that is the gift of the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. You need that seal. It's okay to have Jesus, but you need Jesus plus. Because he told his disciples that I am going away, but I will not leave you comfortless. I know that I'm with you now, and you've got everything you need because I'm here on this earth with you in the flesh. You can touch me. You can see me. You can talk to me. I can talk back to you, but I'm going to leave you, but I don't want to leave you stranded. I don't want to leave you by yourself. Something like a precious Lord, take my hand sort of thing. Jesus is saying that I won't be here to hold your hand physically, but I got something to give you because you're connected to me. I am the true vine and my Father is. So look at this. Jesus said, I'm going to leave you the comforter. But the comforter will not come until I leave. I'm going to leave the Holy Spirit. And it will be here to comfort you, walk with you and talk with you, lead you and guide you if you allow it into all truth. In other words, precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on and let me stand. So if you don't have the comforter and you've been in church for 49 years, 2 months and 7 days, it's time for you to get the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. Acts let us know on the day of Pentecost when it had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and the Holy Ghost fell or sat upon them as a rushing mighty wind. Well, if the disciples had to have the Holy Ghost and they walked with Jesus, John cried out, hey, repent, repent, repent. Peter talked with him and walked with him. James and Andrew, they walked and talked with Jesus. They break bread with him. They sat at the table, but Jesus said, that's not good enough. I got to give you something greater than a conversation. I got to give you my Holy Spirit. And we need the Holy Spirit so that when the test of life comes, when the tempter comes along, we can rely on the Holy. Oh, is Jesus walking the earth in the flesh? No. But the Holy Ghost, the Spirit is here. And you can tap into that anytime you need it. When you're at your lowest point, when you're at your darkest time, you can speak out and the Holy Ghost will undergird you. The Holy Ghost will lift you up. Where people say to me, I recall just a few years ago, and I took care of my mother for 12 years back and forth, and then eventually I just moved in so that I could be there with her at all times to make sure that she didn't want for anything that I could do humanly. My sister couldn't be there. She had a full-time job and a husband and children. But I was able to. My husband was a great man, and he said, you go and take care of your mother. I'll be all right. And I thank him for that. And so did my family for allowing me to be there to take care of my mother. But the Holy Ghost can be with you when you don't have strength. People would say to me, I don't know how you do it. I don't see how you take care of your mother, because that's a 24-hour job, taking care of someone who has dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever they thought it was. I don't know how you do it. You sleep 2 hours and you're up 15. I don't know how you haven't dropped on your feet. I don't know how you run back and forth from New York to Delaware and come home and see about your husband and then go back to New York and take care of your mother and then hold down a job. I don't know how you do it. You know, as I search back in my mind, I think about some of those who said to me, I don't know how you do it. And I guess it was puzzling to them because they didn't know who I'm connected to. I'm connected to the vine, which is Jesus said, I am the true vine and you are the branches. Well, I was a branch connected to the vine that gives me strength when I'm weak. I could never repay him for what he'd done for me. He loosed my shackles and he set me free. This I recall to my mind. I have hope. Jesus gave me strength to do all that I did. It was another part of saying, precious Lord, take my hand. I need your help. And you can go back and get the song, Don't Leave Me. Lordy, don't leave me. Was the road rough? Yes, it was. There was times that I'd be honest with you. I felt just like picking mama, picking her up, throwing her out, and went and go out there and catch her before she hit the ground and bring her back in the house. And I had to go in my room sometimes and sit on the bed and cry and say, God, if you don't help me, I'm not going to make it. But then I'd lay down and I said, Lord, forgive me. That's not my mother. That's the spirit of the enemy coming up against me. And I go to the room and I said, Mama. And she said, yeah. I said, I love you, Mama. She said, I love you too, honey. And then I'd go and get in the bed. And next thing I know, I hear boom, a boom, bang, a bang. I said, oh, God, what now? And I'd go in there, and she'd have all the dresser drawers pulled out and had them dumped upside down in the floor. I said, Mama, please don't do this. She said, I haven't done a thing. And I'd just come out and shut the door. And I'd sit down and I said, Lord, I know you see what's going on here. But God would give me strength. The while she went to sleep, and so did I. And the new day brought about a new start all over again. But I made it through the storm because I was connected to the vine. People wondering, how are you making it with all that you're going through? And all the, because you're connected to the vine. It isn't easy, but it's worth it. Last week, we had Sister Rita come on the line, and she blessed us here at Blog Talk Radio because we had been praying for her son. And God spoke to me prophetically and said, he's not going to die. And God moved him out of intensive care into a room. Spoke with my sister, and she told me that Sister Rita's son had been moved into a room. Well, I bless God for the benefit. Who wouldn't want to be sold out to a God like this? That hear your cry and hear your call. Hold your hand, lest I fall. Take my hand. Precious Lord, and lead me up. When you surrender and ask God to take and lead you, you have surrendered your will. And you're no longer fighting against the will of God. You're saying, Lord, I yield. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. You surrender your will by saying, God, I am not in control. You are. So I'm going to move me out of your way and let you do what you do. And while he's doing what he's doing, you start thanking him. And the more you thank him, the more you build yourself up. That you can stand and make it through the night. I tell you, I'm enjoying Jesus with you all. Even extremely hot here today. I thank God for electricity. And I thank God for air condition. And I thank God for money to pay the electric bill when it comes in. And I'm not afraid to put the air on because if I don't, I'll have a hospital bill because I can't take a lot of heat. I am just so blessed on this evening. Let's go to the Word of God. I have no recollection of what time it is. I believe it's the half hour of the hour that we started. I lost my screen earlier, and so I didn't speak before Mother Janie came up. But it's okay. It's all right. As long as Mother Janie go ahead on and do as the Lord has led her to do. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Not going to be before you long. It's very hot, and I know some of you want to relax. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. There are two Corinthians. You got 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians. It's in the New Testament. We are in 1 Corinthians the 10th chapter, beginning at verse 1. Listen to the words of this gospel. Write it down, and you can read it later yourself. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. And we all, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Verse 3 reads, and did all eat the same spiritual meat. That's important that you all eat the same loaf. In other words, if I am preaching Jesus Christ crucified, Jesus Christ rose, Jesus Christ is alive and well, I am preaching that holiness without no man shall see the Lord. I am preaching on the day of Pentecost. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and did speak in tongues. Well, we are all eating the same meat because we're all believing and eating from the same scroll. Oh, bless his name. There's no division here. There's no conflict to say, well, wait a minute, the Holy Ghost ain't real. Oh, well, that was for them way back then. Well, the Bible was written way back then. Why are you following anything in the Bible if you think it was only for way back then? Come on, get your mind, renew your mind, bring it up closer to the Word of God. And did all drink the same spiritual drink? For they drank of that spiritual rock. Listen to verse number 4 carefully. They all drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And, oh, this should blow your mind. And that rock was Christ. Now that preaches by itself. If I was in church, I'd close the book because that preaches by itself. It really doesn't need any introduction. It really doesn't need no ad-libbing. It really doesn't need to be moderated. It doesn't need any more to it but what it said. In other words, they're telling you, like I told you in the beginning, that in Acts, they were all in one place with one accord. They had a oneness of mind. Somebody wasn't thinking about, did I leave the stove on? Somebody sitting over there said, well, these shoes are just too tight. I shouldn't have worn these shoes. I know I should have put my other shoes on. They had a oneness of mind, and that was more Jesus. More Jesus is what they wanted. I want to know him in the fullness. I want everything that Jesus has to give me, everything that Jesus is offering me, I want it. We know about him. We heard about him. We know about his name. We know about Paul. We know about Peter. We know about John. But there is a gift that Jesus has that we don't have. So we want this gift that he has promised us. So they went to the upper room. You'll find that in Acts Gospel. They were all with one accord. I wish I had my Bible reader, because while I'm talking about it, she could go and get it for me, or he could get it for me and read it in your hearing. But you're going to have to trust me and get it for yourself. And after that, they were all with oneness of mind in one place, waiting to be endowed with the power from on high, which is, or can be said, or was, the Holy Ghost. It's a difference. It's one thing to go to church and put your name on the roll. That's respect. and somebody can speak for your soul. You die, somebody can say, come on, we open the door for you because you're a member here. But to not have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that's where the trouble is. You got to get this thing called the Holy Ghost. Jesus is still giving out the gift of the Holy Ghost. To whomever wants it, he will give it to you. Oh, bless his name. Let's go back and read number four again. I'm almost done, people. And, A-N-D, verse number four of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Jesus. See, the rock, Jesus, followed them. Where they went, Jesus went too. He followed them because they were after something more than what Moses could offer them. See, Moses could tell them about Jesus. Yeah, Moses saw the burning bush. But see, Moses wasn't the bush. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the bush. Jesus is everything. Moses could only do what he could do from the flesh. Jesus is spirit. He's all-powerful. He's almighty. He's all-knowing. He's all God. For he said, I and my Father are one. But with many of them, God was not well pleased. Now, that sounds like the church I'm in. Now, I'm not putting the church down where I go, but I'm talking about myself. I am the church. Do you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? There are some things that God may not on tonight be pleased with me. Well, this is what the scripture said. Even though you had Jesus following everywhere you went, he was the spiritual rock. You drank of that rock, which is Jesus. But with many of them, the scripture says, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. In other words, they let doubt come in. After the Lord has been their light and their salvation, after the Lord had been with them, brought them through thick and old folks say, and thin. Some of you say he took me through hell and high water, but God wasn't pleased with them because they murmured and complained. They weren't satisfied of the food. Well, in Egypt, we had meat, but here we got this stuff called manna. We don't want this. God, after being with them, giving them a pillar of fire by day and a pillar by night, they still found something to be ungrateful about. They weren't saying, precious Lord, take my hand. They weren't saying, don't leave me, Lord. Don't leave. They never even gave it a thought that if the Lord had left them in the wilderness, they would not have survived. God was so strong with them in the wilderness until their clothes for 40 years didn't even wax old. Their clothes didn't fade. Their clothes still looked like they were new when they came out of the wilderness. Then who going to tell me that God's not with you? Come on here. And yet we have the gall to act like it's no big deal. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. I'm almost done. For they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now, verse number six, now these things were our example, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. All that God did for them. Drowned Pharaoh's army in the sea so that they would not be overtaken through death or in death. And they get over there on dry land and act a plumb fool. They're just like they didn't know who God was. So they made their own God. How insulting can we be? Can you imagine us today? God has done all of these mighty things for you, and all you can do is find fault in God. Well, why did God let it? Why did the storm come and knock down the tree in my yard and broke my wire? Now I don't have no light, but the people across the street, they got light. How selfish can you be? God has spared your life, and you worried about the tree and the wire. Shame, shame, shame on you. To the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, were some of them, as were some of them. It is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. They literally forgot about God because things wasn't going the way they thought they should go. So they're going to go out and lust after the pleasures of the devil. They can't remain faithful and say, God, at this sundry hour, I don't know what you're doing. I know you're up to something. I can't see how I'm going to come out of this on top. But God, I'm going to trust you whether I see you or not. That's what faith is, believing what you cannot see. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's what faith is. Do for you. Faith will have you see it when it's not even there. Ooh, I'm excited about this great word of God on tonight. Now let's listen. This is how some of the playing was. Neither let us commit fornication. Well, you know what fornication is. That's sex without being married to whom you're having sex with. Fornication is done by unmarried people. Adultery is done or committed by married people, but not whom they are married to. Well, I lived in verse number 8 at one time. I was a fornicator and, truth be told, and an adulterer. But thank God for grace. I was able to step back in line because I, too, was just like these people back in Moses' time. Even though God was with me, blessing me, doing that, I rose up to play. But thank God I'm walking upright. Oh, bless his name. And it said, them committed and fell in one day three. Listen to this. Let's go back to this. And I believe I'm going to close with this. Give you something to think about. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed. And fell in one day 23,000. Did you hear that? Verse number 8 said 23,000 fell in one day. That's how many people backslid and started sinning. 23,000 people in one day. The devil had a field day with God's children. 23 of them, 23,000 of them fell by the wayside. God is worthy to be praised. Oh, bless his name. I'm enjoying myself. I'm having a good time with this word of God tonight. Do you want me to pick this up next week? Let's try and pick this up next week. We will start with verse number 9. Well, let's do 9 tonight. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed. Listen to this. You don't play with God. Some of them were destroyed of serpents. The snakes killed them. Now, see, they played with the devil. See that? Now, see how much the devil like you? No. Some of them ended up being destroyed by playing with the devil. They left God's territory in their mind. They denounced him and said, he ain't doing nothing for me. So I might as well go on back out here to the devil. I used to smoke. I used to do drugs. I used to, not me. I'm not talking about myself. I'm just using that for somebody that's listening. So you know what? God ain't did nothing for me in a long time. I don't have this and I don't have that. My health is failing. I don't have it. Shucks, I was doing better than this when I was smoking pot. I was doing better than this when I was running that lady's husband across the street. I was doing better than this. So I might as well go on back out here and rise up and pray. Because those are the games of the devil. Fornication, adultery, idolatry. All of those things are the attributes of the devil. They're not of God. People, why don't you know this? But the serpents destroyed many of them. That's what the scripture said. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpent. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and the people of God recognize that the word of God is blessed, and it is sharper than any two-edged sword. So if it cut you tonight, let it cut you for the good so that you don't bust hell wide open and you go back. Because, see, we don't know when death is coming. Or we tell you all the time, oh, Jesus is soon to come. Honey, the sign is here. Jesus is soon to come. But you know what? Jesus came and he took who he wanted and left me here. But who's to say that he won't come again and take me? It doesn't mean that he had to destroy the whole world just to take me out of here. He's already been. He comes every day. So you don't know the day nor the hour when your time is. As my sister always said, everybody got a number. You don't know when your number is. But don't let the Lord call your number and find you not ready to go home with him. Because there's two eternities. One eternity is you will spend it with the Lord forever, wherever he is. And the other eternity is that you will spend it in hell burning forever. The fire will not go out. I don't care what the preacher says. That is your punishment for rejecting and obeying what God said for us to do. Does he know you're going to fall down? Yes, he does, but he don't expect for you to lay there. Are you going to keep doing the same sin over and over and over and over? Well, I asked him to forgive me. How many times do you have to be forgiven for the same thing? Come on, you don't tempt God. Don't play with God. If he has spared you through to today, stop, turn around, don't get left behind. I know the enemy is upset because we keep trying to break through this phone. But it's all good. God spoke the word tonight. it's up to you. We're going to continue next week starting at verse 10. Read it for yourself, and then you'll already be on board with me. You all be safe. Stay safe. This is a busy weekend. This is the kickoff of the summer season. People are traveling this year that didn't travel last year. Things are a little better in America. Please be safe. Wear your mask. You might have had your double shot or the one single Johnson & Johnson, but keep your mask on because you don't know who hasn't had that shot. And you don't want to get a cold. You don't want to act like you got the flu. You want to stay well. Trust God. Don't tempt him. The serpents are still out there to destroy you. God bless you. Until next week, may the Lord God bless you real good. Close us out, Dr. Scott.
Yes, ma'am. Before we do, I see there are a few people on the call. Is anyone who wants to share, testify, a testimonial, update, Pastor Benjamin, please press 1 so I can open your line and we can hear whatever you want to share. Press 1 time. I see a lady testified last week, but her line is not
That's fine. We're moving on.
All righty, well, we're going to go out with her favorite song, and here it is. A little more Jesus.
Jesus.